Unit 5, page 62. Listening. Exercise 2.
Laura Jane Foley, a 20-year-old student at Cambridge University who sang in the university choir, took part in Series 5 of the TV programme Faking It. Along with many other members of classical choirs around the country, Laura Jane received an email about Faking It. She thought it sounded really exciting, so she phoned the number in the email. She did not really think that they'd be interested in her. But then, to her surprise, members of the TV company went to see her. And soon after that, they were filming. From Laura Jane's point of view, the whole thing happened amazingly quickly. 20-year-old Laura was a student at Cambridge University. She had never even been to a rock concert in her life, so it was going to need a huge transformation to make her into a convincing rock singer. The programme makers decided that her new identity would be called LJ, the initials of her real name, Laura Jane, and that she would be the lead singer of a band called Rehab. In order to learn the skills and attitude necessary in just 4 weeks, Laura Jane went to live with a girl called Harry, a real rock singer who enjoys living a rock singer's lifestyle. But the two girls found it very difficult to get along. They were just too different. For Laura Jane, this was the worst part of the whole experience. She explained that she and Harry were both strong individuals, with strong opinions, and so big disagreements were inevitable. For example, when Harry decided that Laura Jane needed a new, shorter hairstyle, Laura Jane refused. From Harry's point of view, Laura Jane just wasn't trying. In fact, Harry couldn't understand why Laura Jane had agreed to take part in the programme at all if she wasn't prepared to make changes. She suspected that Laura Jane just wanted to be on television. As part of her training, Harry took Laura Jane to rock concerts. For example, on the second day of the 4-week training period, they went to see American rock star Marilyn Manson. Laura Jane confessed that she hadn't really enjoyed the experience at all. She complained that everyone had been dancing around, banging into each other. She'd found the whole evening dangerous and scary. Nikki Lamborn, a singer who has performed with world-famous bands such as The Who, was employed to help Laura Jane change and develop her style of singing. Laura Jane got on with Nikki much better than with Harry, and she also liked the boys in her fake band Rehab. She commented that they looked like punks, but were nice and really intelligent. It reminded her that your opinion of someone can't be based on what they look like. Unfortunately, because of the problems with her preparation, and in particular her bad relationship with Harry, Laura Jane was not successful in fooling the judges at the end of the programme. After they had heard 3 different rock bands, 2 with genuine female rock singers and the other with Laura Jane, they correctly identified Laura Jane as the fake. So, in that sense, her training was a failure. And she admits that although it was an amazing experience, she would not want to do it again. The rock world just didn't appeal to her, although she claims to have bought her first rock CD since the programme. Laura says that the whole experience of taking part in Faking It has made her more confident. However, it has not changed her views on life, and it certainly has not made her more rebellious. She is still a respectable, classical music-loving girl who sings in a choir. She's definitely not a rock chick.